Welcome to the podcast. The title of this podcast is There's Nothing They Won't Do. So the idea behind this one is, you know, sometimes we think, oh, that's beyond this or that politician. They would never do that. Like, some of these things seem unthinkable. I don't think anything is unthinkable. I mean, maybe nuking a city for these politicians, or cannibalism. Anything else? I don't think it's beyond them. I don't think there's lots of things that tyrants and insane political leaders have done over time. I think we're there. I think we have political leaders. Not all of them, of course, and I don't know who for sure, but they're out there and they'll do insane things because they have an insane ideology that justifies everything that they do. They're unmoored from religion. They're unmoored from the Constitution. They're unmoored from traditional societal mores of right and wrong. They're unmoored from limits on their power. They don't think there should be any limits on their power because their Marxist ideology is their environmentalist agenda or whatever it is. Or just holding on to power justifies anything and everything they do. Look at those younger people in the movement after the last election, after January 6th, who said, we need concentration camps. They said this seriously on Twitter, not as a joke. Maybe an overreaction, but I've never even thought that, like, for a second. That would never, ever cross my mind to think to do to my political enemies. Insane. And they said World War II style concentration camps. So I don't know if they meant Japanese camps or German camps. Either way, totally outrageous. And this is, not pre-COVID. So, you know, the fact that COVID made concentration camps a thing, like in Australia, is nuts. You have Australians, it's not concentration camps. Whatever. Okay, so think about some of these things that they actually did. I meant to lead off with that, but I get a little sidetracked. So they literally framed Trump with the whole Russia thing. Straight up framed him. I don't know the whole story. You know, you heard it forever on Rush Limbaugh and all that during the first administration, over and over and over again. That kind of stuff drives me crazy. All the weeds. I like policy. I like, hey, the Constitution, what could we do? And once elections are over, I'm so sick of it that I don't even listen to all that crap, all the inside palace intrigue and all that. So I know there's people out there who know all about the dossier and steel dossier, all whatever. I can't handle it. But I guess now we know Hillary tried to frame him. That's not debatable. So they did that. And remember Russia for 3 straight years? They're talking about Russia? Seriously, on the news every single night. The crazies on MSNBC and CNN. And they are crazies now. They're crazies. CNN was real news. Now it's insane. It's, you know, they're always like, oh, Fox News is a joke. Fox News is more real news now than CNN is. CNN's an absolute joke now. The ivermectin thing, like, come on, they're a total crap show now. It's a joke. They got Mueller to investigate the Russia thing. He found nothing. There was nothing. He didn't find, I don't know how we found out now, from the Durham probe or something, but nothing's going to come from the Durham probe because all the trials are going to go on in D.C. The Capitol is destroying the United States. It has become this center of power that, I've said it for years, needs to be defanged. It is destroying the Constitution. So we got to do something about DC. I'm starting to call it the capital. What do they call it on whatever it's called? The Hunger Games books, the district one. I don't know. It's like that now. It's also like, I probably said this in the Roman Empire when they would have civil wars in Rome. Those civil wars didn't always bleed out into the provinces. A lot in the provinces were just like, oh, we got new emperor, huh? Crazy. Whatever. So a lot of it's just squabbling over power in the capital, but it's not good. Think about election fraud. No, I don't know if there was enough. I've said this since the beginning. I don't know if there was enough election fraud to overturn the election. But they don't either. But they don't care because they won. Now, if people were running around showing evidence that Trump colluded with Russia, that Trump stole the election, I would want to know, because I care more about the election than I do about my guy winning. They don't. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about rule of law. They don't care about our system of government. They just as soon dispense with it. And I don't know what they want to replace it with, but as long as they're in charge, they don't care. That's the problem. They don't care if we have corrupt referees as long as they're calling everything in their favor. So that's a huge problem, that they don't care at all about election fraud. But they have cared about election fraud in the past, and we didn't care, and that's, you know, but there wasn't a lot of evidence floating around either. And they didn't really push it past the election. There's still stuff going on out there. There's people investigating things saying, yeah, no, our state needs to decertify. And you might say, well, they're fringe kooks. Well, look at their stuff. There was a judge in, I think, Wisconsin who said, yeah, this was a sham. All these mail-in votes were a sham. And if everybody said, look, we've had more mail-in votes than ever, this is a sham, then we should look into it. That shouldn't happen. If half the country doesn't think the government's legitimate, why do you even want to hold power anyway? It's not going to last. But see, I guess they'll just say, well, we'll just use power to control everyone because they're all idiots anyway. You should all be subjects anyway because you can't govern yourselves. I don't know. What else explains it? They don't want us to govern ourselves. You know, you call your senators, you call your congressmen. Do it. But do they really care? Or do they care more about their Chinese people who buy them off or their donors? That's why they're always talking about, we got to cut taxes. And cut taxes for who? Taxes are already pretty low. Oh, your donors. Your donors. That's all you care about is your donors. Anyway, so they don't care about that. And I bet you some of them know they stole it. And was it Maryland or New Jersey? There was a Republican governor, was it last year, who got really, he was a candidate for governor. He got really close to winning. And on election night, he said, I'm going to fight. I'm going to make sure. And the Democrat got up and he kind of looked like he was almost amused by it. It's like, I think things are looking pretty good. Just like Biden said. Now you can say, well, it's just two candidates who said the same thing. I think things are looking pretty good. It's like they know that the system's just going to cheat their way. Like, imagine if you knew that your side controlled the system and it was just going to cheat for you. Now, I don't know. I mean, the problem is you need to be worried about that. I mean, Democrats should be upset if maybe that's true, that their side is stealing elections. If you're a serious person, unless you just like those idiots who are like, I don't care about the Constitution, screw the First Amendment, all this crap, they're lost causes. I mean, they're nuts. But normal people, normal Americans who care about the Constitution, that should alarm them. Okay, the next thing they've done, Hunter's laptop. Remember when that came out? The New York Post released it on Twitter. They squashed it on Twitter. And on the news, they just, it's as if it didn't exist. Imagine if the Billy Bush tape of Trump saying, grab him by the you know what. Imagine if that came out and they squashed it and no one knew it was real. Many people didn't even hear about it. And so when Trump said the laptop from hell, they were like, what the heck is Trump talking about? Talking about coyotes? Remember when that total moron who thinks he's informed because he went to Harvard, he doesn't even know what coyotes are when he's talking about immigration. He posted some actual animal coyote, like Trump's a moron talking about coyotes on the border. These people, they're uninformed. Anyway, so people, it made Trump look ridiculous because the laptop from hell. I remember even thinking, really? This just sounds like a weird story. Giuliani got it from some guy at a computer store. And what? Giuliani? What a coincidence, you know? But I guess everyone else was too scared to release it. Now we know why. Because they've weaponized the whole intelligence community. And then the intelligence community comes out and says, oh, it's Russian disinformation. Okay, well, we got to trust the intelligence community. And they totally just got involved in an election. Outrageous. And now they all admit it's real. I don't know if that's gaslighting, but it's for sure lying. And they don't say, it's not a mea culpa. It's not, oh man, we really screwed up. It's, yeah, it's real. What's the big deal? What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we sat on it. I mean, that's my point. If you don't think they'll do outrageous things, you're naive. They will do anything to win. And we'll talk about why in a minute, because for some reason, they're scared of Trump. Look, think about COVID. I remember thinking, okay, this is crisis time. Everyone's going to come together. This is in that sense, this is going to be a wonderful thing because all the bickering will stop. No, stop for like a day. And then they started hurling insane questions at him during press briefings. How come more people have died under your administration than died in the Vietnam War? How come you said China to me because I'm Chinese? What are you talking about? I mean, the dumbest things. And Trump fell right into their trap and got all in their grill and all that his constituents want. You know, the MAGA, they love the fight and all that. But most people don't love that. He won in spite of that in 2016. And so, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe those three Midwestern states are full of a lot of MAGA types, blue collar. Maybe he won because of that, but he barely won, okay? The cheating argument aside, if he did lose in 2020 legitimately, he lost because he rubbed too many women the wrong way. That's basically what it was. They don't like him. He's a jerk, and they don't want to vote for a jerk. And I know it's stupid. I know. Well, look what he's done. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. But not a lot of people vote. This sounds condescending, but most people vote on their gut. They know a few issues. They know a couple things. They don't pay that much attention. They look at some memes on their Facebook or whatever. They don't want to pay attention to all this madness. And so they lock in their opinions early on in the primaries. And then whoever's the nicer guy basically is who they vote for. That's why Trump was such an anomaly. The only reason he won is because Hillary was such a horrible candidate. If he had been running against anybody who was likable and not just a total battle axe, he would have lost. And he would be remembered as a joke. It was a stunt. He was not going to win that election. He barely did. And if there's a lot of black people or, you know, whatever, who didn't come out and vote, the Obama people, they would have come out and vote if they knew Trump was going to win. I mean, I don't know, maybe not. The whole landscape's changing, but I still don't buy it that, you know, everyone forgets how close it was. They act like, oh, it was just this big wave. It was not a wave. He barely won. It's one of the closest elections electorally, the Electoral College-wise, in history. Well, no, not Electoral College, but like swing states. Anyway, so they didn't come together during COVID. And basically, I think they used COVID against him. Now, I always wonder, what would 2020 have gone like if Hillary was running for re-election? Would we even know COVID? I mean, that's the most extreme example. Would it have been like H1N1? Would it have even been released from the Wuhan lab? Because China doesn't hate the Democrats. They play ball with the Democrats. They hate Trump. And he was the one pushing them. So, I don't know. I think it would have gone super smoothly because they wanted her to win re-election. Or maybe she would have gone full tyrant in like emergency mode and done all of this stuff. All the stuff she wants to do, but she has to take advantage of a crisis. Or maybe we wouldn't even have had it. Because the Chinese didn't want to release it on everybody. Because come on, it didn't come from a wet market. Give me a break. Came from that lab. Maybe it leaked, but the timing's pretty good, actually, for the election. And there is absolutely nothing that's out of the realm of possibility for the CCP to do. They will kill 100 million people to get whatever they need to done. They've still got 900 million more. They don't care. They couldn't care less. So think about how they lied about him saying the Nazis and the other protesters were good people on both sides, all that. They totally took him out of context on purpose. If you watch the thing and you're not willfully mischaracterizing what he said, which is exactly what they're doing, They just, and there's so many drones out there who are just like, oh yeah, good people on both sides. He didn't mean the Nazis, and he said unequivocally in there, he didn't mean the Nazis. And he said it all the time. It's so stupid. You have to be willfully ignorant or just stupid to really think that. It's kind of like on our side, when they say, Biden shook hands with an imaginary man. No, he didn't. He just turned to the side and like motioned to them, hey guys, I'm done with my talk. Now, has he done insane things? Yes, he's fried. He's got dementia. His mind is gone. Okay, he's just an old man. But that is dumb, right? He didn't shake hands with the air. And it's obvious. So some of this stuff is stupid. Just like the, you know, it's not nearly as bad with the Nazi stuff, but it's disingenuous and they're just doing it for ratings. It's annoying. Okay, what about the Capitol riot? Now, if you follow me, the night of the riot, I was so upset because I knew that was our last chance to really get anyone to look at the election because there was fraud in the election. I don't know how much, but a lot, and maybe it was enough to change it. Maybe it was stolen. And so I wanted there to be an investigation. That's all most people wanted. So the Democrats took advantage of this the next day, said it was an armed insurrection. It was not armed. And they just blew this out of proportion instantly. The hour when, as it was happening on the news, they were calling it a riot. And they hadn't been calling the actual riots that had been going on for 6 months before that riots. It's so outrageous. Nothing was burning. Yes, there were people fighting with cops. Yes, some of that happened. I don't know the extent. none of that should have happened. It shouldn't have happened anywhere. But think about the whole, well, you probably know all this, the whole Michigan thing where they were going to try and assassinate the governor. No, the FBI was trying to get people to talk about assassinating the governor, and no one ever did. They said, that's crazy. So obviously they were doing that there. Now, there was one FBI person who wouldn't answer anything to Senator Cruz, I think it was. At the end, though, she did say something like, he kept asking her, were there FBI agents at the Capitol? Blah, 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 blah. She's like, I don't know. I can't answer that. But then at the very end, he asked her something. I can't remember. Like, did they commit violence? And she's like, no. So, but dude, okay. So there was a guy, somebody organized was there. So maybe it was Trumpsters. Maybe it was crazy people. Maybe it was Antifa. Maybe it was all of the above. But it sure seems like there were some FBI people too, trying to stir stuff up. And we know, look at what the FBI did with Russia. Come on. We know they wanted to get Trump out at all costs. So and think about it. If they could turn this protest into what looked like a mob, then they could get rid of Trump. They could trash him and his movement and scare all of his protesters, all of his supporters, into being rebels. And they might succeed. There's all these people saying, yeah, at some point, we're going to have it out. It's like, dude, that's exactly what they want. Stop. That's exactly what they want. Now, is it true? At some point, if they start taking our guns, if they're rounding people up, yeah, at some point, yes, you do fight. But not over politics. Not right now. That's exactly what they want. You will play into their hands. So stupid. It's just this like knee-jerk reaction that people have. Yeah. And because they don't know anything about history. They think the American Revolution was easy. They think it was a foregone conclusion. It was not. We got lucky or blessed, however you want to look at it. We got help from the French. Like, it was difficult. This generation is too wicked to have that succeed. I mean, not everybody, but the country is not the American colonies in 1776. I'm sorry. It would fall apart. Our elites are not like the elites back then. Maybe people would come to the front, but I don't want a revolution right now. I don't think it would succeed. We don't have the people. We don't have the leaders. We don't have the populace that you need for a revolution. We're a decaying or middle-aged type of empire that needs a little reform, not a revolution. It would just go sideways. So they abused their power to impeach him. They turned it into an insurrection, they called it, the next day. Because guess what Lincoln called the rebellion in the South? An insurrection. Because the Constitution gives him the right to suppress insurrections. Not people voting to get out. It doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution if states vote to get out that the president has the power to force them to stay in against their will. It does not say that in the Constitution. It is not implied anywhere in the Constitution. That was one of the big arguments in the Civil War. That's not the argument that caused the Civil War. Slavery caused the Civil War. Let's not be stupid about this. But once states started to secede, the only argument Lincoln had was, that's an insurrection. They can't leave the Union. The Union's permanent. All right. States got in. They can't get out. Okay. I really don't think the founding generation would have tolerated the northern states waging war on the middle and southern states to keep them in this new union. There's no way. There is no way. if the state voted to get out. Now, the Whiskey Rebellion, that wasn't the state government. That was just a rebellion. Farmers. So, anyway, that's a different topic. How did I get on that? I always get on something. But that's why they used the term insurrection, and I thought, here we go. Here we go. This is how you suppress your political enemies. Remember, before January 6th, there were two what they call Stop the Steal rallies. Huge rallies, really big rallies, where they walked across D.C., totally peaceful. I remember one night there were some Proud Boys fighting with Antifa. When are they not? Okay. The rest of it, totally peaceful. You can find footage of it online. Totally peaceful. Same kind of thing. Then they had their last Stop the Steal rally, and Trump came, and they were going to go rally by the Capitol building. And they rallied the rest of that day after the riot stopped. There were still at least 100,000 people outside just rallying, not rioting. Now think about it. First of all, if Trump organized a riot, would people show up? They act like we're all just right ready to riot, like we're insane. No, they would not show up for a riot. They showed up for a Stop the Steal rally because they're scared that their country's being destroyed. They're scared that their electoral system is being hijacked by corrupt government officials. And do you have proof that that's not happening? Was anyone convinced that that's not happening? I wasn't. I want an investigation, and I haven't had one. I want to get to the bottom of it. And every good American should want to get to the bottom of the 2020 election. You can say it was laughed out of every court in the land. It was not. They never heard the evidence. They just said, I'm not dealing with that because I don't really want courts overturning elections. I don't want that going on. But we need to have it out, or at least set up things to prevent it from ever happening again. Have ironclad voting systems so that we know. Because look at what's going to happen in the next election. The Democrats want us to question it because they want there to be another riot. They want civil unrest because they're revolutionaries, so they can take over the country. They can take our rights away. You don't think they want that? They would love that. They don't care about our rights. We're minions to them. We're deplorables. And you're playing into their hands if you get violent. And it sucks because their people can get violent and nobody cares. I get it. We're the grown-ups. They're not. So think about it. Let's say they did incite the FBI to riot. Do you really think that's beyond them? It wasn't beyond them to frame Trump. Think about that. People in our government framed the president of the United States. Think about that. It's like out of a Tom Clancy novel. That's insane. They actually did that. And his opponent did it. Hillary did it. If you know what Gadianton robbers are, I know that's kind of an esoteric Mormon thing. It perfectly describes them. It's the idea of people in a government who are like an organized cabal of people who stay in power. They take care of each other behind the scenes. None of them admit it openly. They assassinate people. They grab power. They break the law, and they all protect each other. It's a perfect analogy for what they are. Now, I know there's probably a better descriptor for it, but that's the one that comes to my mind. You can Google it if you don't know what it is. And even if you're not Mormon, whatever, think about that. That's what's happening. What else could be happening? You know, they could say, well, you're the ones who are following the Pied Piper. all right, in 2016, I could see where you're coming from with that. Maybe. Trump's not a Pied Piper. We're not killing people to stay in power. We're not framing people to stay in power. We're not squashing evidence like Hunter's laptop to stay in power. We're not stealing elections. We're not doing any of that stuff. Show me. We're not. Our side isn't doing that. Your side, that side is. So, yeah, do we have stupid idiots on our side? Yes, too many. But does it seem like they're winning through corruption? It doesn't seem like. It doesn't seem like. It seems like Trump won because he's a populist who appealed to working class people in the Midwest. And now he's appealing to working class Latinos and blacks and whites and people who care about the Constitution and people who don't want the CCP running the world. People who don't want their guns taken away. And if you think that's alarmist, they're totally going to try to do it. So that's the explanation of how he won. Not cheating, not murdering people, not any of this stuff. Not think about the political prisoners from January 6th and look into it. They're political prisoners. You might say, well, they broke into the Capitol. Some of them just walked into the Capitol building, nonviolent. They didn't like beat up the cops and then walk in. You've seen the video. They just let them in. If you're at the Capitol building, you don't really know what's going on. Eh, sweet. Maybe they're letting us in. Maybe there's a tour. Check it out. I don't know what's going on. Those people who got in, all the people who were fighting with the cops, I guess they didn't get in. Why didn't they run around the building and get in? What were they fighting with the cops for? That's why it seems kind of staged. Okay, they're fighting with the cops, but then there's other cops just letting people in. And none of those violent people get in? None of them got in. Everyone who was inside just looked like they were just milling around. There's nobody running. There's nobody pushing doors down. There is some of that. There was some craziness, I guess. But there's videos of hundreds of people just standing around. Not like, hey, we got in, now let's go kill Mike Pence. Right? And here's the other thing. Every single one of those people, I guarantee you, owns a gun. Let's say even if there was just 100,000 people there and they were determined to get into the Capitol, what was going to stop them? Some cops? No way. Give me a break. That's a real insurrection. When you have a mob rushing the Capitol building, that's an insurrection. That would have been very alarming. Assassinating Trump. And that's what they try to make it sound like. Trump led a mob, armed mob, to go take over the Capitol building and shut down Congress like Caesar or something. This is just not what happened. And it's willful ignorance. It's just like the stupid thing where he said, oh, there's good people on both sides. It's lying. It's disingenuous lying. And that's why I go back to the Gadient and Roberts thing. Now, whether you think that's true or not, whatever. It's the idea of it. A cabal. They must be in on something. They're corrupt as hell. They're so corrupt. And not just like being bought off, but like they have to be working together. I mean, what else could this be? Maybe they just all have, but we know they all communicate, right? We know they have like a morning call where or at least some of them do, because they all give out the same talking points. They're like drones. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. There's got to be at least some of the January 6th riot that they incited. There's got to be something. because there's too much hinky stuff going on. It's too weird. It's not spontaneous. And so I just say all that to, if you think, oh, they wouldn't do that, there are some things we know they did, even if it's just the Russia thing and suppressing Hunter's laptop. The Russia thing is so bad. You know, General Flynn, whatever. But the Russia thing is inexcusable. There's no excuse for it. It's proven. It happened. They did it. So take that to the bank if you're skeptical about the other things I said. And that they lied. Well, this other thing where they lied about Hunter's laptop and said it was Russian disinformation and acted like it wasn't even real. Those two things right there are enough to show you, well, they'll do anything. They'll do anything. Look, the January 6th political prisoners, you might say, well, they need to be thrown away. We can't have them storming the Capitol. What about the ones who just walked in and took pictures? Some of them did. One of them just committed suicide, unless I'm being misinformed. They're political prisoners. They can't, as far as I know, they can't get bail. They're not violent. They weren't violent. Some of them were. Okay. How many rioters did that happen to? How many rioters who fought with cops are in jail? You know, just so then the next question is, why are they so scared of Trump? What is their thing with Trump? Is it that he's so corrupt that he's going to destroy the country? That's what they act like. It's so fake. They don't care about the country. They don't care about the Constitution. They hate the Constitution. It gets in their way. They don't care at all about the Constitution. Ask them. They'll tell you that they don't. It's trash. So what is it? Okay, I mean, look, in 2016, I wasn't for him until he won the primary. Then I was like, all right, I guess we're stuck with this clown. He turned out to be basically Rush Limbaugh in office. So what are they scared of now? He didn't start any crazy wars. What did he actually do that was outrageous? He didn't use COVID to become a tyrant, quite the opposite. He didn't arrest any political prisoner of his political opposition. He didn't arrest any press. And the stupid. What is that clown's name from CNN who stole the microphone from that girl in the White House? And then they said, he got suspended. That's suppressing the press. And then the eye patch guy, whatever his name, he's dead to me now because he's turned into a rhino. He said, dude, that's because he wrestled the girl and he was suspended for a few days. Like that right there, that's their only explanation, shows you that Trump didn't arrest anybody, any of his political opposition. It's total nonsense. Absolute 100% nonsense. He didn't start any wars. What did he do? That they're so scared of. They act like he's Hitler. They've convinced themselves that he's Hitler. He said crazy stuff. Okay, I'll give you that. He gets in stupid fights that he shouldn't get in. Does he get in real fights, like wars? No. He's very judicial on that. We were going to retaliate. I guess I don't know if Iran or something shot one of our drones down, or it was something. So we were going to blow up something of theirs. And he asked them, how many people is this going to kill? And they said, about 100. And he said, don't do it. They didn't do it. Was it the end of the world? Did Iran think he was a paper tiger? No. So they, you know, you tell me, what are they scared of? They're scared of him taking their power away. They're scared of him draining the swamp. That's what they're scared of. Think about it. That's all they're scared of. Think about how many of them Ghislaine or Ghislaine, whatever it is, Maxwell knows, went to Pedophile Island. Think about that one. Talk about Gadient and robbers. She knows all of the names of the people who went there. And she blackmails all of them. Why didn't any of their names come out in the trial? Why don't we know their names? That was a public, supposedly, trial. If I, or anybody who's not powerful, was doing things like that, in a public trial, wouldn't that come out? It should. This is corrupt. They're corrupt. They're criminals. If you're powerful, you can do anything you want, I guess. We're supposed to have a nation of laws, not men. It doesn't sound like it anymore. Think about the border. It depends on who the president is. The law didn't change when Biden got in, but now the border is wide open. That's not how it's supposed to work. It's not supposed to be that, oh, we're building a pipeline to Canada. Now we're not. Wait, what? No, you don't. Now we're not, because I'm a dictator. I just got into power. This has to stop. This has to stop. Oh, now we're going to have $5 gallon gasoline, because I said so. That's why he was so excited about Putin's war, because he could blame it on Putin. They want the price of gas to go up. Make no mistake about it. This is the Great Reset. I mean, why else are they scared of Trump? Because they know he's not one of them. He's rich. He's a sleazy guy. Maybe not anymore, but probably. Go read. I started reading and then just listened to Chaos Under Heaven. It's good. And it shows some of the dumb things that Trump said and all that. Makes him look stupid. Because it's written by a Democrat, but a patriotic Democrat, right? Not a communist moron. And yeah, Trump's not perfect. He's kind of a jerk. But he comes from their world, and he's not one of them. And he wants to destroy their power. And they won't have it. So that's why else would they all get together to get rid of him? Like a coordinated effort to get rid of him. Think about it. All of those intel people, like heads of intel agencies, coming out and on the record saying, that's Russian disinformation. Or I think they said it looks like, but obviously interfering in a political campaign. That's illegal. They cannot do that. And they must be doing it because they know he's not going to turn into a tyrant. He didn't last time. The only thing he threatens is their power. So they're corrupt. They have no scruples. There's nothing they won't do. Don't be surprised. Don't trust anything they say. And always be suspicious. Thank you for listening.